Hey, who's touching me? It's you. Oh, God, what happened last night? Did I? I must have been so annoying last night. I don't even remember half of what happened. I just know I made some crazy strong punch and you were there and, okay. I'm sorry if I did or said anything weird last night. I honestly should not have called you. Okay, well, that's a relief. Yeah, I was really glad that you came too, obviously. I can't believe that you weren't weirded out by me. I guess you've seen me in some pretty weird situations before, but I don't think you've ever seen me that drunk. Oh, yeah, that's definitely the drunkest I've ever been. Period. Yeah, I've always made sure never to drink that much with you around. Because I didn't want to say anything I shouldn't, if you know what I mean. Speaking of which, how much did I spill last night? Tell it to me straight. Oh, dear God. Okay, so you know everything. And we kissed. A lot? Oh, why couldn't I find out about this when I didn't have a raging headache? Now I have to deal with embarrassment and a headache and excitedness. Cause I've always wanted to confess my feelings to the boy I liked. And now I have, and I can't even remember it. Oh, and of course you look so good in the morning while I'm sitting here looking like a straight-up gremlin. How are you so perfect? How are you even tolerating me right now? Okay, well, I may have the worst headache of my life, but my eyes are definitely working. And I am seeing a super cutie in front of me, taking care of me when I need it most. So, I don't want to hear any more about how you aren't the cutest person in the world. Got it? Oh, I think I need to lie back down. Thank you for this. Water's sounding pretty great right now. Hey, you know when kids these days say, stay hydrated, do they actually mean to tell each other to drink water, or is that code for, like, let's get drunk without our parents knowing? Because I hope they're trying to tell each other to stay healthy and not just get all drunk, because getting drunk has consequences. Feels like my soul is getting washed. So, should we talk about the hungover elephant in the room? Or would you like to avoid it completely? Because frankly, I... Oh. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to avoid it anymore either. I mean, as embarrassed as I am, if I told you that I was basically in love with you last night, then I wasn't lying. And having you know is actually a weight off my shoulders because I've been holding that in since the moment I met you. Since the moment I laid eyes on you, actually. No, I'm not joking. You're so damn attractive. But I don't want you to think I was attracted to your looks alone, because when I started talking to you and getting to know you, learning all the little things that you like and don't like, what you've been through, and how strong you are to overcome it all, that's when I really fell for you. And when you showed me that you were always there for me when I needed you, that sent me straight into falling in love territory. And I really hope that you know I'll be there for you anytime you need me to. I see you suffering alone way too much, and I'll try to do what I can to cheer you up. Hopefully something that doesn't involve punch and head-splitting hangovers. Oh, I'm glad you noticed. I try not to be too obvious about it. Knowing myself, I could potentially be trying to cheer you up and let it slip that I think you're the most amazing boy in the whole world. Yeah, maybe I should have told you sooner. But I was so scared that you didn't feel the same way that I figured it'd be easier to keep my wishes to myself than to be rejected. Yes, I'm drinking water. I'm so surprised that you're still here taking care of me. 'Cause I know I was a mess last night. There's no two ways about that. But who else is so amazing that they would stick around and bully me into hydration after a night of drunken confessions? Wait, seriously? So, you mean to tell me that we could have been doing this for 2 whole years? Well, it seems we have some catching up to do then, huh?